23 flat. 23 flat. That is your number again, Mr. Hopper. Sorry you didn't bet.
Oh, believe it or not, I was satisfied with my winnings 10 minutes ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, place your bet.
Mr. Harper.
Oh, yeah, Joe?
The boss will see you in his office now.
Good.
This way.
This is the night I've been waiting for, Joe.
Yeah, I guess so. Here you go right in.
Thank you.
Ah. Come in, Harper.
What's the matter, Jeffers? You sore?
Oh. Why should I be sore? You win, I lose. Mostly, it's the other way.
Well, thank goodness it's only mostly. I thought I'd never win back my diamond.
Well, I didn't want it back tonight, kid. Here you are.
Thank you.
Sure gonna miss it. I felt good just having it around.
You don't know how good I feel having it back.
You won't sell it, will you?
Not even if it were mine. It's Dad's, you know.
Ah, now don't give me that.
Well, it's partly Dad's, partly mine.
And it was almost mine.
Yeah, almost.
Well, maybe just as well you did win it back. Isn't it true it's got a bad luck reputation?
Jeff, is a $40,000 diamond is never bad luck to anybody who owns it.
And now meet Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie, enemy to those who make him an enemy, friend to those who have no friend.
Come in.
Is this Boston Blackie's apartment?
Yes, it is. But hey, what's the idea of locking the door?
I've got to lock it. I've got to feel safe in here.
Well, that's all right with me, but what's this all about?
I'll explain in a minute. You are Boston Blackie, aren't you?
With this cold I have, I'm not sure of anything except that you're gorgeous.
I'm Marilyn Ames.
You have it your way, I'll have it mine.
I'm engaged to Frank Harper, Jr. May I sit down?
If you're engaged to Frank Harper, Jr., you'd better sit down. His dad has as much money as you have looks.
I suppose you wonder why I've come to see you. Well, first of all, the reason I'm a little nervous and wanted to lock that door is... Well, I have a $40,000 diamond in my pocket.
Maybe we'd better lock the windows, too.
Look, I need help. I want you to open a safe.
Oh, why, of course. What? Open a safe? Oh, no.
Oh, but Blackie, you've done it before.
Yes, I've done it before, but the last time was the last time. And besides, I have a date with Mary Wesley tonight, and she comes before safe cracking.
You don't understand. I don't want you to steal anything. I want you to put something in the safe.
Oh, no, gorgeous. I've heard that before, too, and what happened? I got into trouble.
This won't be trouble.
That's what the lady said the last time, too.
Let me explain. Frank's father owns the Harper diamond, the diamond I have in my pocket right now. Frank gambled the diamond and lost it.
Then what's it doing in your pocket, and what's that got to do with opening a safe?
Frank won back the diamond last night. We have to get it back in the safe before his father arrives from Florida tomorrow.
Well, if Frank Jr. got it out of the safe, why can't he put it back into the safe again?
He got it out of the safe when the safe was open. It was accidentally locked by one of the servants the other day, and Frank Jr. doesn't know the combination. That's why you have to put it back. You don't need a combination.
No, but I'll get one. A combination headache, pain in the neck, and brush with the law. A fellow named Inspector Faraday would just love to get me for a safe job.
But how can there be any trouble with this? All you'll be doing is putting it back.
I don't know how there can be any trouble, but there always is.
Won't you do it under any circumstances? Please, please help me.
Did Frank Jr. send you to me about this?
No, this was my own idea. But I know he'll want you to do it, if you will.
Well, you get me a note from Frank, not only giving me permission to open a safe, but stating all the reasons why he wants it done. Then I'll have something to show Faraday in case.
All right.
If the note you get me is satisfactory, I'll open the safe. If it isn't, I won't.
That sounds fair. Will you take the diamond now?
I'll take the diamond when you give me the note.
All right, you come to the house tonight. Be there at, say, 8 o'clock. I'll meet you outside and give you the note.
I'll be there.
Then it's a deal.
Yes, it's a deal. But I have a hunch the cards are coming from a peculiar part of the deck.
He'll do it, Frank. But he has to have a note from you saying that you want him to open the safe and why.
No, I can't do that. If I put this thing in writing, he can blackmail me forever.
You can trust him.
I can't trust anyone.
Don't look at me when you say that.
Oh, I didn't mean you, Mal.
You'll have to take a chance on Blackie, Frank. Your dad will be back in the morning. You'll have to write that note.
Wait. I think I know what I can do.
I've told you what you have to do. Write that note.
Yeah, I will write it, Marilyn. But just in case Blackie thinks he can shake me down, I have a way to take care of that. And him.
But, Blackie, this isn't where we're going. This is my apartment building.
Then you'll feel at home here, Mary, because this is where you're going.
Oh, no, I'm not. I'm going out to the Harper's house with you.
Look, you want me to keep that 9 o'clock date with you, don't you?
You better. Of course, what you really ought to do is go home and go to bed with that cold, darling.
I haven't time, but be a good girl and wait for me in your apartment.
What's keeping our date got to do with my not going with you now?
If there's trouble, I can get out of it in an hour. If both of us are in trouble, it'll take twice as long.
What kind of logic is that?
Bad, but you're going to be good and wait for me here.
Oh.
I'm going up to the Harper's house now. See you at 9 o'clock.
Blackie.
Yes. Is that you, gorgeous?
The name is Marilyn, remember?
There isn't anything about you I can forget. Do you have that note?
Yes, here.
You have your hat, coat, and gloves on. Going somewhere?
I have to go downtown.
You're not running out on me, are you? Letting me walk into a trap.
There's no one at home except the servants, and they're in the back. If you're as smart as they say you are, they'll never hear you. Is the note all right?
I'll let you know when I read it.
Well, read it, will you? The house may not be empty long, and you have to get that diamond back in the safe.
All right, I'll read it.
Well?
I haven't finished reading it yet.
Well, now you've read it, will you do it?
I said I would if the note was satisfactory, and it is. But there's one thing missing.
What?
The diamond.
Oh, yes, of course. It is in this box.
All right. Lead me to the safe.
I'll take you up as far as the French doors. I have them unlatched for you.
You were pretty sure I'd do this, weren't you?
After Frank wrote the note, yes. You did promise, you know. This way, through the garden.
I'm right behind you.
I suppose I should go in with you while you put back the diamond.
Never mind. I just soon work in private. I get nervous when people read over my shoulder, even if it's only the numbers in a safe.
Here are the French doors I left open for you.
Thanks. Where am I when I get inside?
In the living room. The safe is straight across the room from where you'll enter. Good luck and thanks a lot.
Thank me when the diamond is back in the safe.
I'm not worried now. Good night. Thanks again for everything.
Good night. I'll find the safe straight across the room, she said. Whew. It's dark in here. Here's my flashlight. I'll take care of that. Gorgeous is an honest girl. There's the safe, right where she said it would be. Well, all it has is an ordinary combination lock. That should be easy. Here's the first tumbler. Two more to go.
I don't think you should go any farther.
Hey, what's this? Well, thanks for turning on the lights, Pop, but what's the idea of the gun?
I just want you to stay right where you are. We'll save the questions for the police. Then you can answer to them.
Go ahead. Call the police if you want to. I have a written permission to open the safe.
Do you have a written permission to commit murder?
Now, who have I killed?
My son, Frank Harper. That's his body there on the floor behind you.
That's Inspector Faraday. The Harpers sure live in a big house.
Oh, this is just their townhouse, Rollins. You should see the shack they have in the country.
Oh, no kidding.
Come on, let's go inside.
Old man Harper said the door'd be open.
Yeah, I know. Now, this is just a simple murder, with robbery as the motive. And we already have our man. Harper said he caught him in the act.
You keep your hands up.
This way's the living room, I guess.
This is the kind of a case I like. No problems, no complications, no Boston Blackie. I should be home in an hour. Hey, Mr. Harper.
In here, Inspector.
Good work, Harper. Well, Rollins, it's certainly going to be great not to have Blackie around. Hey, Mr. Harper.
Yes, Inspector.
Have you got your man?
Yes, Inspector. And I want him booked for robbery and the murder of my son.
All right, you. Blackie, you.
Now, don't be disappointed, Faraday, if I'd been 10 miles from here. You'd have accused me of this sooner or later.
Well, you finally got caught, huh?
Go ahead, Faraday. Give me the old 1, 2, 3, or can't you count that high?
Even your wisecracks don't bother me, Blackie, because this is the happiest night of my life. Ha-ha.
What are you so happy about?
You.
I'm awfully sorry. I try so hard to make you miserable.
Come on, Blackie. You're under arrest.
Poor Faraday. I can't let you be happy any longer, I guess. Here. Look at this.
All I want to look at is you, behind bars.
Well, look at this first. It's just a piece of paper with a few words on it.
I'll take that. And everything else you have. After I have you in jail.
You're not taking me to jail, Faraday, because this piece of paper is a note explaining exactly why I'm here.
Yeah? Let me see it.
Here. If you can read, of course.
No wisecracks, Blackie.
All right. Go ahead. Read the note. Let me get out of here. I have a date with Mary for 9 o'clock.
Yeah, you better make that 9 o'clock 100 years from now.
Read that note, will you?
Well, how can I? There's not a word on it. It's a sheet of blank paper.
And now back to Boston Blackie. Beautiful Marilyn Ames comes to Boston Blackie and asks him to open a safe for her fiancé, the wealthy Frank Harper, Jr., so that he can put back the famous Harper diamond before his father returns from Florida. Before he opens the safe, Blackie demands a note from Frank Harper and gets it. While he is opening the safe, Blackie is surprised by Frank Harper, Sr., and is held at gunpoint for attempted robbery and the murder of the younger Harper, whose body is found lying on the floor near the safe. When Faraday arrives, Blackie shows him the note written by the dead man. But the note turns out to be a sheet of blank paper. As we return to our story, Blackie is in jail, and Faraday is standing in front of his cell.
Faraday, for Pete's sake, where are your brains?
You mean for your sake, where are my brains, huh, Blackie?
Look, take the note to the police lab, will you? It was obviously written in disappearing ink. You can bring it back if you want to.
Too late. I threw it out the window.
You threw it? Faraday, you get dumber every day.
And you get luckier. The desk sergeant just phoned in and a lady bails you out.
Oh, good old Mary.
Yeah? What's good about her?
I have a date with her for 9 o'clock. At 10, I'm in jail, and instead of getting sore, she just comes down and bails me out.
Now, who cares? Now, go on, get out of here. Fast.
This must hurt you, Faraday.
Inspector Faraday, am I interrupting?
Oh, come in, Rollins. Blackie's just leaving.
Listen, Faraday, were you really stupid enough to throw away that note?
Look, I've been around you so long, I'm stupid enough to do anything. Now, beat it.
All right, Faraday. The next time you throw a note out of the window, don't let go.
What is it, Rollins?
That piece of paper Blackie gave you. The lab gave it the chemical test, sent it back here.
Good, good. What did it say?
Just what Blackie said it would say, Inspector. Word for word.
Look, gorgeous. I like your car. I like your looks. I like the fact that you bailed me out, but I don't like your silence.
Are you surprised I bailed you out, Blackie?
Well, as a matter of fact, I was sort of disappointed. I thought it was Mary Wesley.
Oh.
Now, look. We're miles from Faraday's office. When are you going to explain yourself? As soon as you've thought up an alibi?
An alibi, Blackie? For what?
For where you were just before you handed me that note.
Do I need an alibi for that?
Frank Jr. was obviously killed sometime after he wrote that note and before I went into the house to open the safe. You were with him most of the time, weren't you?
Most of the time, yes. But I waited outside in front of the house for you for almost 15 minutes.
That's not a very solid alibi, is it?
Look, why do you think I bailed you out of jail? I had to do something to prove I'm on the level.
Yeah, you got something there. Wish I knew what. Why did you tell me Frank's father was in Florida?
I didn't know he was back in town. He was supposed to come in on the 10 o'clock train tomorrow morning.
Well, people have taken earlier trains, but... what about the note? Did you know it was written in disappearing ink?
No, but when Frank wrote it, he was afraid you'd use it to blackmail him.
Imagine someone not trusting me.
I begged him to trust you, but he wouldn't. He said he knew of a way to write the note and still make it safe.
Somebody should have taken away his junior G-Man set when he was young. I hope he didn't think disappearing ink was a new trick.
Frank wasn't too smart.
Well, What did he do stupid besides getting himself killed?
He gambled. That's why he took the diamond out of the safe.
Why did he gamble the diamond?
Scotty Jeffers, who owns the gambling house where Frank played all the time, wanted the Harper diamond.
Now, as I understand it, Frank lost it to Jeffers, then won it again. Would Jeffers murder Frank to get it back?
I was coming to that.
Looks like I got there first.
Would you investigate Jeffers for me?
I can't get in Jeffers' place. It's private.
But you can get in with me.
All right. But we'll have to take Mary Wesley along. I had a 9 o'clock date with her, and it's 10:30 now.
No, they won't let me in if I bring too many strangers. You and I are going alone.
All right. But drop me by Mary's place for a moment before she drops me for good. I just couldn't help it.
You couldn't help it. You have a watch, haven't you, Blackie? You mean one look at Marilyn Ames and you can't tell time?
I know I'm an hour and a half late, but since 8 o'clock I've been accused of robbery and murder. I've been jailed, bailed out. I found a suspect.
You've done more than that other times when you've been on time.
Look, I'm sorry.
Oh, darling, I'm only teasing you. What's an hour and a half? It's only a measly 90 minutes. And I'm sick and tired of waiting, so let's go.
Mary, you'll have to wait a little longer.
Mm-mm. Nope. Not one more minute.
Look, Mary, I have to go to Jeff's gambling house with Marilyn Ames. I'm working on a clue.
Well, why can't I go with you?
Because it's a private club and you can't get in.
Oh, can't I?
You know you can't. And don't embarrass Miss Ames and yourself by trying. Now wait here for me like a good girl and I'll call you up in an hour.
Oh, all right. I'll wait 1 hour, but no more.
Look, Mary, if it takes me longer than an hour to call you up, you can call me down.
Yeah?
Old man Harper's here, Mr. Jeffers.
I expected him. Tell him I'll see him here in my office.
You say the word, Mr. Jeffers. Okay, Mr. Harper, the boss will see you in here.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks very much.
Hello, Harper.
Hello, Jeffers.
That'll be all for now, Bill.
Sure, boss, sure.
Look, Jeffers, don't you have any heart? This is no time to call me out here.
I know it's been a bad night for you, Harper. I heard about your son on the radio. Tough. He's a nice guy. I know him and I like him. But, Harper, I'm a businessman.
But couldn't you have waited a few days?
I've been waiting weeks. I've been holding your IOUs for a long time. You said you'd pay me off the day you got back from Florida.
Yes, I know I did, but in a week I'll have all the money I need.
In a week, huh?
Will you give me that much longer?
All right. Okay, 1 week. Yeah.
Hey, boss, there's a dame out here, Marilyn Ames, and a strange guy with her. They want in.
Please, Jeffers, don't let that girl see me here.
What's the matter, Harper?
Well, she just won't understand with Frank dead only a few hours.
Okay. Don't let him in, Bill.
You say the word, boss.
I don't know what word the boss says, but I say hello.
The boss says you can't get in, but
we are in.
Mr. Harper, what are you doing here?
I know this doesn't look good.
Don't bother explaining, Harper. I'll handle this. Look, Blackie, you won't feel so good with a hole in your head.
Oh, I don't know. With a hole in my head, I doubt if I'll feel anything.
Close the door, Bill.
You say the word, boy.
What do you want, Blackie?
To clear myself of the murder of Frank Harper, Jr.
You've come to a funny place for it, haven't you? Why look here?
Because you might have killed him for the Harper diamond.
Think so?
Why not? Actually, you owned it once when Harper lost it to you. It probably seemed to you as if he stole it when he won it back.
Yeah.
So you went to Harper's house, and young Harper caught you in the act of looking for the diamond. He started to call the police, and you killed him.
I don't like the way you talk, Blackie.
I don't like the way you look with a gun in your hand.
You figure I killed young Harper, huh?
I figure you had a motive.
Well, I'm sure getting one now. To kill you.
Oh, so one good murder deserves another, does it?
All right, drop that gun.
What?
Mary.
Drop that gun, you.
All right.
And stand right where you are, all of you. And keep your hands up.
Mary, am I glad to see you.
Oh, you remember me, do you? The little girl who couldn't get in.
Well, how'd you do it?
Never mind that, Blackie. Just hold a gun on these men, will you?
Sure. How's this?
It's wonderful. On account of this gun I'm holding in my pocket is a lipstick.
All right, quiet. Quiet, quiet. Come on. This is police headquarters, and I'll do the talking here.
I think this man, Scott Jeffers, killed my son, Inspector Faraday.
That's what you think, Harper. Inspector, you don't have a case against me.
Yeah, Jeffers? We'll see about that when we get a report on your gun from the police lab. Now, Blackie, is this the guy that yanked a gun on you?
That's right, Inspector. Scotty Jeffers.
But you aren't guilty, Jeffers. Why did you flash your gun?
Because I didn't want Blackie in my place.
Well, I never want him in here, but I don't pull a gun on him.
Maybe I can explain that, Inspector.
Yeah, Harper?
Well, it was because of me. I didn't want Marilyn to see me in a gambling house so soon after my son's death. I was afraid of what she'd think.
Well, I don't care what the reason is. I say Jeffers here killed your son, and that diamond was the motive. Just a minute. Yeah?
Inspector, this is Robbins.
You got the lab report on Jeffers' gun?
Yeah. It's not the gun that killed young Harper.
Thanks.
Well, Faraday, are you ready to hear from me?
I don't want to hear anything from you, Blackie. Well, Jeffers, you're lucky on one count. The gun you pulled on Blackie isn't the gun that killed young Harper.
And I can go, huh?
Yeah, you can go, all right, to jail. I'm holding you for the murder of Frank Harper, Jr. And I don't make mistakes.
You're making one now, Faraday.
Yeah?
Jeffers didn't kill young Harper. I say it was Harper's father here.
Well, are you crazy, Blackie?
I killed my own son?
I think I can prove you did, Harper. In the first place, your son wrote me a note instructing me to open the safe. Jeffers here had no chance to know that, but you did. He could have told you.
But what does that prove?
It proves you saw a chance to kill your son and let the blame fall on me.
But why would I kill my own son? We were the best of friends. Marilyn, tell them that's so.
What about that, Miss Ames?
Yes, they were very close. I never heard a cross word between them.
Well, little Blackie, what now?
This now, Faraday. Harper here owed Jeffers money. I don't know exactly how much.
He owed me $15,000.
And when did he say he'd pay you, Jeffers?
Next week.
And do you know why he said you'd have to wait till next week?
No.
Well, I'll tell you why. I just saw young Harper's will, and I found out the most unusual thing about the fabulous Harper fortune. Except for the famous diamond, which father and son owned jointly, every cent belonged to young Harper, left him by his mother, and will be passed on to the father only in the event of young Harper's death.
Is that true, Harper?
Supposing it is. What about it?
There's this about it. I saw that will before I went to Jeffers' house. It indicates you had a motive for your son's death. Money.
You're going to have to prove I killed him.
Maybe. Maybe not.
What do you mean, maybe not?
Maybe Marilyn will tell you what she told me. That she saw the murder just before she went out to wait for me.
Well,
you saw it, Marilyn?
I don't know.
Never mind, Marilyn. I'll save you the trouble of accusing me. Yes, I did it, Inspector. I admit it.
You killed your son?
Yes, yes, I did.
What made you think you could get away with it?
My son told me about the note he'd written Blackie. I saw a chance to kill him and have Blackie blamed for it. But now I admit it. I did it. I didn't think anyone saw me or would find out about the will.
It's a good thing I thought of that will, Harper, and thought maybe Marilyn saw the murder.
What do you mean, thought, Blackie? Didn't you see the will? And didn't Marilyn see the shooting?
No, Faraday. No to both questions. And Harper, I suppose the lights were on when you killed your son, but looks like you were caught by a couple of shots in the dark.